decent meal in a bedsitter is not just a matter of finding something that can be cooked over a single gas ring. It is a problem of finding somewhere to put down the fork while you take the lid off the saucepan, and then finding somewhere else to put the lid. It is having your hands covered with flour and a pot boiling over onto your landlady's carpet and no water to mop up any of it nearer than the bathroom at the other end of the landing, where someone else is almost invariably taking a bath. It is cooking at floor level in a hurry with nowhere to put the salad but the washing up bowl, which in any case is full of socks. However, with imagination and common sense, all of this can be surmounted, and excellent meals can be cooked without fuss, even in the daintiest of lodgings.
Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedden, inspired by Cooking in a Bedsitter by me, Catherine Whitehall. Episode 1, Beef Olives.
Please stop that.
Oh, you scared me.
Please stop pushing the door. I'm unable to move.
Well, you should have locked it. What are you doing?
Where I come from, we call this washing up.
Well, that's a bath, not a kitchen sink.
Thank you for clarifying, miss. If you will please give me 10 minutes. My rice pan is a little burnt.
But I want a bath.
I'm nearly finished. I'll be like Tony in room 6 and don't bathe for several weeks. He smells very English.
Never mind. I'll wait till morning.
Try before 5:30 if you don't want to clash with Miss Schneider or Mr. Marshall. Or me. So good to make your acquaintance, miss.
No one who cooks in a real kitchen can imagine the unbelievable inconvenience of having no tap near the cooking. Nothing can be washed, swabbed, strained, or extinguished without first making that trip to the waterhole down the corridor. Always have a damp cloth in the room with you to wipe the flour off your hands or the splashes off the walls. And if, by any chance, you have to buy your own waste paper basket, buy a plastic bucket instead. That way you can empty out dregs or even cooking water without having to leave the room.
Oh, bloody last. Thought you'd fallen down the plug hole.
Sorry, I was washing my hair.
Yeah, nice ascot. It was very Julie Andrews. You might want to do up them top buttons. Other fellas wouldn't know where to look.
All yours. Help yourself.
Well, I might take you up on that, dope. But right now, I need the carsy.
Who is in there now, please?
Oh, Tony, I think. He smelled of chips and castrol.
And halitosis and woodbines. Mm. In time, I will develop a resistance to it. I wanted to fetch my lentils. They're in a pan under the sink.
Why?
They cook better after soaking.
I mean, why put them there?
Why not?
It's just... I didn't know they were lentils, so I flushed them down the toilet.
Oh, thank you, miss. Most helpful.
Your father thinks you're living on packet soup and Rolos.
It's a bedsitter, Mum, with one gas ring. Could hardly rustle up Sunday roast and afters.
And you can't cook to save your life. Remember the kedgeree you made in domestic science that smelled like Tibby's kitty cat? What will you eat tonight, then, so I can reassure your father?
Well, I just polished off cottage pie and crumble with you, haven't I? I'll probably have a fig roll with my Ovaltine. You're always saying I could lose a few pounds.
Not by living on biscuits. You only have to look at a ginger nut and you burst a zip. Don't give me that look, Pat. You know you do.
I told you, I'm Trisha now.
Oh, nonsense, of course you are. You've got custard down your blouse. Let me.
No,
that's it.
Stop it. People are looking.
Shame you moved out. I could have popped that in the twin tub. But you made your bed. Actually, I made your bed until 2 weeks ago. Have you got the hang of hospital corners
yet? I can make a bed.
Brown Owl didn't think so. Now, do you want to come shopping with me and help choose a wedding present for Jennifer Davis?
How about a spade so she can dig an escape tunnel? Oh, Brian's smart, such a wet fish.
He does have a very moist handshake. Pleasant enough lad, I suppose. You're Keith now. He'll make some lucky girl an ideal husband. He popped round yesterday to help your father mend the
lawnmower. Not listening. La, 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 la,
He's giving you time to get this bedsitter nonsense out of your system. He says it's a whim.
Just because Linda and Maureen and Jennifer Davis marry their first boyfriend doesn't mean I have to.
Oh, he has such beautiful thumbs.
This isn't a whim. This is me being young, gay and get ahead, like it says in Honey magazine.
I couldn't agree more. It's about time you spread your wings and learn to look after yourself. Then you can settle down with Keith. Oh. Can we have the bill, please? Your daft father's also worried that it's not a respectable lodgings. But I said Pat's a sensible girl, however green she comes over. All the other tenants are ladies, aren't they?
Oh, yes, very much so. No men whatsoever.
And no foreigners, I hope. Nothing against them, obviously, but they have different food, different ways of doing things.
Like washing up in the bath.
If they even wash up at all. And my advice, have a bit of fun and independence, Pat, love. Don't tell your dad, but I almost envy you. I went straight into married life. And you're happy in your bed sitting room. Course you are, you'd say if you weren't.
Well, I don't have a wardrobe, and I miss Tibby.
Oh, you'll be saying you want to come home next.
I can't. Paid a month's deposit.
There you are, then. You'll have to stay put. Now, why don't we pop into D.H. Evans and I'll treat you to a new corsonet? Tum like that, they'll think you're expecting.
When a mother cares, it shows.
And when a daughter scoffs too many wagon wheels, it shows. What do you say?
Sorry, my lunch hour's nearly over. Love to Dad.
What?
Mwah.
Oh.
Bye. Where I'm going.
So you take up the whole pavement.
I thought you were a lamppost. Did I bash into you?
I'm becoming inured to it. That looks heavy.
I've carried it all the way from Portobello Road. It's a rug.
Most informative, but we do have them in India.
Oh, I didn't mean... I just thought you might not realise.
May I help you carry it upstairs?
Oh, I've got it this far, thank you.
Very well.
Yes, please.
Oh, please, excuse me, miss. Why did you buy the dustiest rug in London?
Oh, the man liked my smile. He said I could have it for 5 shillings. Oh. Oh, I thought it would look cheery by the window.
It's very cheery. And so full of life, too.
Oh, no. Are they moths?
Mrs. Jenks will be after you. We aren't allowed pets.
Oh, you must have seen me coming.
You do look a little too trusting. I think you are another Yvonne Hinchcliffe.
Who's she when she's at home?
How did you know?
Pardon?
That she's at home. The young lady who had this room before you.
No, it's an expression. It doesn't mean... never mind.
She pretended to be so grown up. Very much like you, in fact.
Did she hit you, too?
She never even spoke to me. She stayed for 2 months, then her father appeared one day, packed her things and drove her back to Dorking.
Maybe she hated saucepans in the bath.
I think she missed her mother's home cooking, as I miss mine.
Oh, my mother makes the most heavenly beef olives. You probably don't know what they are.
Mine sends me a weekly recipe. Today I am making onion bhajis. You probably don't know what they are.
Of course I do. They're, bhajis made from onion. Do you like England?
I am here to study medicine, so I must take my medicine. That joke wouldn't work in Hindi. Here the air is grey and dirty. The people are grey and dirty and unhealthy and unpleasant. Vegetables are cooked for several hours. And please tell me, what is the purpose of bloater paste?
I think London's fab, but I agree about bloater paste.
Why don't you have a wardrobe?
Oh, ask Mrs. Jenks. It'll make a change from me asking her.
There is an old wardrobe in the attic. You should have it.
No, thanks.
Deepak, and you are Miss Patricia Stapleton. I saw your letter from Australia.
Oh, my best friend Linda got married and moved there, so I moved here. And I'm Tricia now, without the pat. Ah.
I was going to offer to help you fetch the wardrobe, but if you don't want it, I will return to the gallbladder.
Wow, is that an Indian speciality?
I intend to study it, not eat it.
Oh. All right then, I might as well have the wardrobe.
That is very grown up of you. I shall be happy to help.
Good. Thank you.
And may I also suggest that you take a bath in the next 2 hours? I'm cooking lamb korma and onion bhajis for 2 friends, and I will need unlimited water. I may also leave my pants to soak overnight. Have a nice evening, Miss Patricia Stapleton.
If anyone's not being grown up around here, it's you, Mr. Onion Budgie. Blummin' great knobs on.
And now on Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars, here's a song that won Eurovision hearts. Giulia Cinquetti with Non O Later.
No, no later. No, no later. Para Martin.
Telephone call for you. A man.
I've moved out, Dad. It's not my room anymore. You can do what you like.
Your mother thought if we moved your dressing table to the bay window, there'll be room for her sewing machine.
What happens when I come to stay?
The bed's all made and ready, Poppet. It'll always be Pat's room to us. She's got the ironing board up there too, plus that old wireless from the garage. She's as happy as Larry with a week's worth of my shirts and David Jacobs to entertain her.
Not that I'm planning to stay. I love my bedsitter.
Yes, you said. Twice. Who was the chap who answered the phone? Your mother assured me your house is ladies only.
It is. That was Dennis. Dennis, the plumber. He's Irish. From Ireland. Dennis.
Aha! I thought I spotted the accent. Begorra. Be Jesus. What's he fixing?
Oh, I don't know, Dad. Does it matter?
Fair enough, Poppet. Oh, I know what I meant to say. We bought a new toaster.
Yes, it was on the news.
We thought you might like the old one.
Oh, well, thanks, if you're sure.
I worry you're living off packet soup and Mars bars.
Mum said Rolos.
Tell you what, why don't you hop on a tube now and I'll pick you up at Harrow on the Hill. You could be here in time for lunch. You could stay the night, make a weekend of it. Tibby would love to see you.
I can't keep running home. You have to stop treating me like a child.
You weren't a child even when you were one. Always trying on your mum's hats and gloves, flouncing round the garden in her best stilettos. I thought your mum's beef olives might tempt you.
Oh, with mashed potatoes, peas, carrots and onion gravy.
And spotted Richard for afters. Mm. She could even do Pat's special pink custard.
Oh, I'm nearly 23, Dad.
What are your plans, then? With some of your new London friends?
Yes, Millie and Lulu... and Peter and Gordon.
We miss your 2-hour baths and jam in the butter and Radio Luxembourg when you should be asleep. We miss you, Poppet.
I miss you too.
If you came back home, it wouldn't mean you had to marry Keith. Whatever your mother says. He popped round to help me fix the lawnmower and stayed 3 whole hours.
I miss him too. Sometimes.
I can't bear you being miserable and all alone. Come home, patty cake.
Oh, I can't. Not yet.
Give it till the end of the month, see how you feel. Then I'll pop round with the van, fetch you home quick as you like. What do you say?
Maybe.
Red card is starting then.
Oh, I must go. You take care, Poppet. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Please lock me away. Don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
This room gives me the willies.
Please translate.
Willies, spooky, scary, everything's covered in cobwebs.
I see. So a willy isn't just slang for a... interesting.
Do big spiders with long hairy legs also give you willies?
Yes. Why?
Me too. So we are lucky there are none here.
I didn't believe you for 1 minute.
I gave you willies, didn't I? Here it is. Your new wardrobe. Well, it will be if you polish it and wipe off that... Some pigeons have been relieving themselves on the top there.
Mrs. Jenks might have said she had one.
It used to be in your room.
She promised Yvonne Hinchcliffe a new wardrobe, but it never came. Perhaps that's why she moved back to Dorking.
Mm. It's ever so old. And it's tiny.
For which we should be grateful. With one of us at each end, we can get it downstairs.
Or I can ask Tony if he can help.
If I feel the need to be called a black bastard again, he is my first choice. For everything else, we can manage without him.
That is so ignorant.
I am brown, and I have two parents. So he is factually incorrect. Now, if we tip it on its side and... No, you take that in.
Oh, careful, there's a big lump of... Oh, too late.
Ugh.
Okay.
This way, wait, wait.
Ow!
No,
sorry. Okay, I've got it.
Okay.
I haven't got it.
Down.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had
nothing. Right, said Fred, it's open!
How is the wardrobe?
Oh, it's had 3 coats of beeswax and I scrubbed the inside with bleach twice, but it still smells of pigeon poo.
Beggars are not to be choosers.
And the door won't close and the drawer is stuck and it's so square even my Nana would use it for firewood.
Return it to the attic if it offends you so much.
I've made my bed, now I must lie in it.
The bed is also causing problems?
Fine, it's not the bed's fault I can't sleep. I miss my room and... Tibby purring in my ear all night, and I don't like sharing the bathroom with so many smelly strangers.
I'm sorry about the saucepan. I left it to soak.
And I miss my mum's beef olives and pink custard and my dad's hugs.
Aha. Yvonne Hinchcliffe.
Oh. I don't want to go home, but I don't want to stay here either. I miss Keith, and he's not even my Keith anymore.
I will make tea. The British cure.
You can't. My milk's turned to butter. I had some biscuits, but I ate them. Okay.
Don't go away.
It might be for the best.
I mean, just sit there and read your... Honey magazine. Young, gay, and get ahead. That must be you. Okay. I will be back in 15 minutes.
Everyone knows how to make tea. But it may not have occurred to everyone that a kettle and a teapot are not essentials. A saucepan to boil the water and a jug with a saucer on it will do very well. Or there are always tea bags. Our resolute national refusal to tolerate anything but real tea in a pot is generally held to show our moral superiority to the Americans. And it is certainly true that teabags cannot be spoken of in the same breath as Lapsang Souchong prayerfully infused in a porcelain Wedgwood pot, preferably by a duchess in a tea gown. But if the alternative would be the cheapest possible Indian, brewed till you can stand the spoon up in it, and just as good with condensed milk as without, you have nothing to lose with teabags, except face.
Very sweet.
It's chai. My mother's remedy for heartache, indigestion, and lost jewellery. Finish it. Go on. I have more in my room.
Oh. Maybe I am Yvonne Hinchcliffe.
Maybe you are. How long have you been here?
3 weeks, 2 days, 7 hours, and 35 minutes. Or thereabouts.
And how do you treat your homesickness?
Try on clothes in Bieber. I read Margaret Drabble in coffee bars and try to look interesting. I pretend I'm Patty Boyd and George Harrison's potty about me.
Homesickness must be cured at home. I'm nearly a doctor, so I should know.
Well, how do I do that?
Cure number one, finish your chai. Okay. Cure number two, we cannot make your wardrobe beautiful, but we can make it pleasant to use. And sandalwood oil will repel moths. You say the door won't close? It has become swollen. Oh. Mr. Marshall in flat one is a carpenter. He will have a plane I can borrow.
Oh, and the bottom drawer won't open. Oh, crikey, what if there's a dead pigeon inside?
Then we will both have willies. Let's see.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah, here is the problem. This book was stuck at the back.
Hmm. and a Bedsitter by Catherine Whitehorn. To Yvonne, good luck in your new home. Try the toucan mush on page 68. Lots of love, Jenny.
Mush made from toucans?
Oh, your toucans contain peeled tomatoes and broad beans. Fry a chopped onion till golden. Add the toucans without their liquid. Sprinkle with grated cheese and cook for 3 minutes until it melts.
You would eat that?
I would love that. For this recipe, ask the butcher for 4 slices of braising steak. Beat out thin when you get home and cut into strips, 2 per person. Mix herbs, breadcrumbs, parsley, salt and pepper with a little milk. Place a spoonful on each strip. Roll up and peg with a headless matchstick. You know you make me wanna shout, look my hands jumping.
Well, there you go, patty cake. That is a fully reconditioned pop-up toaster. Your sliced nimble will think it's on holiday.
I cleaned 5 years of crumbs out. Your father changed the fuse.
Can't have you fading away due to lack of toast.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't those tube trains keep you awake?
Oh, no, but I'm slightly quieter than Tibby's purring.
I told you she'd make it nice and cheery, Len. Shame about the wardrobe, though. Is it one of Queen Victoria's cast-offs?
You've got a smashing new wardrobe in your proper bedroom. With matching dressing table and bedside cupboard.
Oh, shh, Len, you promised. Now, Pat Love, where do you want us? Oh,
if we pull the table over to the bed, you sit there and I'll have the stool. Mum, you're in the way.
Well, what do you want me to do? Hang from the ceiling, Life?
OK, wait by the window. Dad and I will... Dad, take the other end.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
OK, that's it. No, there, next to the bed.
Oh. Right, said Fred, both of us together, one on each end, and steady as we go.
What we have it then?
Sit down, Mum, please.
We came here in the van, didn't we, June?
Just to bring a toaster?
This is your dad's idea, Pat Love. Nothing to do with me.
The thing is, Poppet, we can tell you've been in a 2 and 8 since you moved. We want you home, where you belong. You can't deny this bedsitter is a little squalid.
It's cheery. Mum just said so.
I keep telling him, let the girl make her own way in the world. Let her make her own mistakes. Then she can settle down with Keith and have kiddies.
Oh. And I keep telling your mother that moving back to Harrow doesn't mean you have to marry that smug so-and-so. Pardon my French. The world's your lobster. But if you want to put an end to this nonsense, we can have you home by tea time.
Could you lay the table, please?
Ooh.
Tibby would be over the moon.
No, thanks. And can you keep your forks for afters?
It's the deposit, isn't it? You can't afford to be out of pocket. Not to worry. I'm quite prepared to cover you for any losses or unexpected bills.
I'm not Yvonne Hinchcliffe.
Who's she when she's at home?
Patty Cake, we just want you to be happy.
I am, really. Now, could you both get out of my way while I dish up?
Len, sit down.
Okay. Right, hang on.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, well, blow me down if that isn't...
Beef olives with potatoes, tinned peas and gravy. Bon appetit. Get right down to the real nitty-gritty.
Two streets away, you know your father.
Lucky I'm not moving out then.
Are you sure, Poppy?
Len, give your mouth an afternoon nap. That's had enough. Those beef ollies were spot on, love. Did you follow a recipe?
From a clever lady called Catherine. She's an old hand at cooking in a bedsitter.
Ooh.
Well, I'm glad you found someone to show you the ropes.
Tomorrow she's teaching me how to make jam fritters.
I don't want to worry you, Pat, love. But there's a foreign man letting himself into your house.
Where? Oh, yeah. He looks a bit shifty. Do you want me to deal with it?
Oh, no, don't. He's just another plumber.
Hello, Miss Stapleton.
He's very forward for a tradesman.
And he's turned up without his toolkit. Still, it's good to see our friends from the Empire getting off their you-know-whats and doing a bit of work for a change.
Come on, Lynn, let's get home. Tibby needs feeding. Bye-bye, Pat, love.
Bye. Look after yourself, Patty Cake. Don't forget, I can be here within the hour if you need me.
Oh, Lynn, come on.
Bye. I'll ring next week. I want your recipe for parsley sauce. Mr. Banerjee? Deepak, there's a letter for you.
Ah, my head is in the adrenal system. I must have missed it. Thank you. It'll be my mother's weekly recipe, I think. You cooked something. It smelled most delicious.
Beef olives. Better than my mum's, but I didn't like to hurt her feelings.
Those people were your parents. I thought so.
They tried to turn me into Yvonne Hinchcliffe, but I wouldn't let them.
I should like to have said hello.
Not a good idea. I told them this is a ladies-only lodgings.
Ah, that will be a difficult lie to maintain.
Not if they never meet you.
Did you also reassure them that there are no foreign types living here?
No, of course not. Well, I didn't not say it.
You would not want to give them cause to worry, would you? Good night, Miss Stapleton.
Good night. Oh, I hope you weren't planning on having a bath tonight. I pulled my washing up to soak and I won't get back to it till tomorrow.
Get right down to the real nitty gritty.
Heroines in novels may be discovered poised gracefully over a rather advanced source. In real life, a girl is more apt to be red in the face and stirring furiously at the lumps. So, the first rule for producing good dinners in bedsitters is get as much as you possibly can done beforehand. If you are trying to impress your parents or your parents' spies, who are there to reassure themselves that you are eating adequately, get to bed early, know no vicious young men, and breathe plenty of clean, fresh air. In Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedden, Tricia was played by Beatty Edmondson and Deepak by Nikesh Patel. Tony was played by John Dougal, Len by John Bowler and June by Alison Belbin. Extracts from Catherine Whitehorn's Cooking in a Bedsitter were read by Karen Barkey. The director was Emma Harding.
And next,